When you go to Israel, 21% of the population is Arab. And out of that Arab, I think 12% are Muslim. They have political parties. They vote. They have freedom of speech. They're prosperous. I've been to many of their villages in northern Israel. And compared to anywhere else in Jordan or Egypt, Syria, Iraq, there's nothing like it. No Arab citizen anywhere in the Middle East has the freedom to express himself and to vote and to worship as he feels, as they do in Israel.
Your response?
Well, in the past few years, there have been several human rights organization reports on the situation, the legal status of Arabs, Palestinians in the area from the Mediterranean Sea to the Jordan River. There was one put out by B'Tselem, the main Israeli human rights organization monitoring the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza. There was a report put out by Amnesty International. There was a report put out by Human Rights Watch. The first point to make is there isn't an occupation anymore. The occupation under international law, what distinguishes an occupation from an annexation or an illegal annexation is one thing. It's very simple. What distinguishes an occupation from annexation is an occupation is temporary. Well, Israel occupied the West Bank and Gaza in 1967. We're talking now about more than a half century. It's not temporary anymore. It's an annexation. So the first point we have to keep in mind is there is one state from the Mediterranean to the Jordan. That is the state of Israel. And as B'Tselem put it, there is one state, and that state is anchored in the principle of Jewish supremacy. Now, there are unequal levels of Jewish supremacy. In the case of the West Bank and Gaza, West Bank including East Jerusalem and Gaza, in the case of the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and including East Jerusalem and Gaza, they have no rights. They have no right to vote. They have no rights whatsoever. They're basically a helot, a slave population.
Is he lying? Does he know this? Because he
Then we'll go on. He says, I said there are unequal rights. You have to remember, even in the United States before the Civil War, there were blacks who were free. It wasn't everybody. Every black person was a slave. But nobody would make the ridiculous claim that blacks enjoyed equal, the free blacks enjoyed equal rights to whites in the pre-Civil War South. So it is true that in the portion, and we have to bear in mind it's just a portion, in the portion of that Israeli state that extends from the West Bank, from the Mediterranean to the Jordan, there is a portion, namely the Palestinian Arabs in Israel, who enjoy, they have the right to vote, that's correct. They have representatives in the Knesset, that's correct. My last recollection, it could be wrong at this point, but they had one Supreme Court justice, that's correct. But they were also second-class citizens. Nobody disputes that. That's just a silly thing to say. So what one can say is that there is one state, half the population of that one state, or nearly half of the population of that one state, nearly half, it would be about 4.5 million. Nearly half the population has no rights at all. And haven't had any rights since 1967. And then the other portion of the Arab of the Arab population, namely the portion within the state of Israel, that is not the West Bank, not East Jerusalem, not Gaza, but within Israel itself, they enjoy some rights, but they're still, by all reckonings, they're still second-class citizens in a thousand different ways. It would be very difficult now to go through all the laws on the Israeli books which relegate the Arabs of Israel to a second-class status. You could say, well, no, it wouldn't be exactly right. I can't find the exact analogy, but that's roughly the picture. So we shouldn't forget that when we're talking about Israel at this point, there's only one state. The area is the West Bank, East Jerusalem, Gaza. They have been effectively and illegally annexed to the state of Israel. They are illegally annexed territories, but part of Israel.
Is this one state you're talking about, is this undisputed? Is this a fact that this is an apartheid state?
Well, I would say that two of the human rights reports I referred to, one by Amnesty International, the other by B'Tselem, described the whole of Israel as an apartheid state. Human Rights Watch described the West Bank, including East Jerusalem and Gaza, as an apartheid-like state, but they refer to the state of Israel itself as the Arabs having second-class citizenship, but not equal to apartheid.
And just a couple more questions before we conclude. I've heard you say, and this is, I want this to really sink into people's minds, and if their hearts haven't been darkened, you know, to have some kind of feeling, you know, otherwise they got to go see a cardiologist, and maybe the cardiologist not going to even help. When you mentioned more children have been killed in Gaza in the last three weeks,
4 weeks
than all.
At 3 weeks already, it was more children killed than all the war zones in the world combined, either in the year 2020, 2021, or 2022.
Wow. And you mentioned this a week ago, so that was at 3 weeks. Yeah. We're into 4 weeks
now.
Now
it's up to 4,500. So now there's going to be, to be clear, because now there's going to be mass death. There has already been mass death. Now there's going to be mega death because the whole medical system has collapsed. They're systematically targeting every hospital in Gaza now. So everyone in an incubator is going to die. It's the end of Palestine. And everybody from Joe Biden to Bernie Sanders, everybody who opposes a ceasefire now has oceans of blood on their hands. They have oceans. They are complicit in genocide.
Why do you think, I mean, and this can go into my final question here with the term never forget, does that include Palestinians? The lessons that you learned, what made you now come to where you are? Will you put your career, you put everything?
Respect, I don't even want to talk about myself. You know, there's a,
that's fine.
A complete catastrophe unfolding. It's the end. You know, it's their final solution. When you unabashedly, unashamedly, boldly, flagrantly, and blatantly target the hospital system of a country, then you are in neon lights, in Klieg lights, telling the world the goal now is the complete annihilation and pulverization of a people. That's your goal. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Finkelstein. Thank you very much.
Brothers and sisters, we've all had loved ones that passed away. A mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a close family member. But one of the mercies of our deen is that with the right intention, we can go ahead and continue to do good deeds on our loved ones' behalf. And what greater of a continuous good deed, sadaqah jariyah, then investing on their behalf in the Deed Center, a masjid and mega dawah center that will benefit generations to come, inshallah. So click the link below, donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.